Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
On April 11th, 1968, at the White House, Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act of 1968. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Only a week before, everything was bleak and bloody. Martin Luther King Jr. had been shot to death on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. Riots erupted around America. President Johnson asked Congress to act on a stalled piece of legislation, a Civil Rights Act that included an end to discrimination in housing. Johnson had withdrawn from the 1968 presidential campaign only the previous Sunday. Aides saw him as a lame duck, a man without leverage. The Civil Rights Bill had passed the Senate. Walter Mondale of Minnesota had been instrumental, but was stuck in the House of Representatives. And then Dr. King was murdered. Out of that tragedy came a blow for liberty, an example of how presidents can use even the worst of circumstances to advance the national experiment toward a more perfect union. President Johnson had spent April 4th in New York attending the installation of Terence Cardinal Cook as the Roman Catholic Archbishop of New York and holding meetings at the United Nations. Back in the White House, Johnson was handed a devastating note. "Mr. President, Martin Luther King has been shot." Johnson had been here before. In the autumn of 1963, in the wake of President Kennedy's assassination in Dallas, LBJ had pressed ahead with the administration's landmark civil rights bill, casting it as a memorial to Kennedy. Now he would do the same with fair housing after Memphis. In a letter to House Speaker John McCormick on Friday, April 5th, the president wrote this: "Last night, America was shocked by a senseless act of violence. A man who devoted his life to the nonviolent achievement of rights that most Americans take for granted was killed by an assassin's bullet. This tragedy has caused all good men to look deeply into their hearts. When the nation so urgently needs the healing balm of unity, a brutal wound on our conscience forces upon us all this question: what more can I do to achieve brotherhood and equality among all Americans? There are many actions the Congress can take on its part. The most immediate is to enact legislation so long delayed and so close to fulfillment. We should pass the fair housing law when the Congress convenes next week." According to a Johnson advisor, within 48 hours after that, the bill passed. The president just put everything aside. This is it. This is the time. And he knew how to take advantage of whatever cards he had. One of those voting for the bill in the House was a young Republican from the 7th District of Texas, George Herbert Walker Bush. Bush wrote a friend on the day of King's assassination. "I'll vote for the bill on final passage," he said. "Have misgivings, giant political misgivings. Also, I know it won't solve much, but I'm for much of the bill. The mail is more on this than any subject since I've been in Congress. All against except two letters, 500-2, I'd guess. But this will be my character builder and friend antagonizer." Facing fury from his Houston constituents over the vote at a meeting in Memorial High School, the future 41st president said this: "What this bill does do is remove an obstacle. What it does do is try to offer a promise or a hope, a realization of the American dream. In Vietnam, I chatted with many Negro soldiers. They were fighting, and some were dying, for the ideals of this country. Some talked about coming back to get married and to start their lives over. Somehow it seems fundamental that this guy should have a hope that if he saves some money, he should be allowed to buy a house, regardless of the color of his skin."
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
To another friend, Bush recalled the seething hatred he'd encountered, hatred that still shapes American life all these years distant. In signing the bill on this day in 1968, President Johnson said, "In the Civil Rights Act of 1964, we affirm through law that men equal under God are also equal when they seek a job, when they go to get a meal in a restaurant, or when they seek lodging for the night in any state in the Union. Now the Negro families no longer suffer the humiliation of being turned away because of their race. In the Civil Rights Act of 1965, we affirm through law for every citizen in this land the most basic right of democracy, the right of a citizen to vote in an election in his country. In the five states where the act had its greatest impact, Negro voter registration has already more than doubled. Now, with this bill, the voice of justice speaks again. It proclaims that fair housing for all human beings who live in this country, is now a part of the American way of life. We all know that the roots of injustice run deep, but violence cannot redress a solitary wrong or remedy a single unfairness. The time is here. Action must be now. But it had taken a long time. Too long. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge and Chris Basil. Production assistance and operations by Paige Heimson, Andy Jaskowitz, Adam Macias, and Kelly Rafferty. Research assistance by Sarah Jean Caver. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
Do you wake up in a cold sweat from your work dreams?
Have a coworker who keeps inviting you to do escape rooms?
Can't get a coworker to agree to do escape rooms?
Or are you just genuinely not sure how to take the next step in your career?
I'm Kate.
And I'm Kim. And together we run Amy Poehler's company, Paper Kite Productions.
We've been friends and colleagues for years, so we know how important it is to feel like someone has your back at work.
And we want to be that for you.
So we're hosting a weekly advice show where we answer all your work-related questions.
Something amazing happened. I got offered my dream job.
How am I supposed to bring this up to him without hurting his feelings? What should I do?
I want to skip the pleasantries without being an asshole.
Careful, money and friends, they don't mix, babes.
They don't. And don't work with your friends, make your friends at work.
All right, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but that was actually $1 million advice.
Whether you need advice or just love to listen to other people's problems, This show is for you.
Listen and follow Million Dollar Advice, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.